A beautiful Arizona Saturday morning at Rosie's house. It's Rosie on the house here for you, the Arizona homeowners. Thank you for tuning in.
All righty, this is where I get to come in real quick and get some follow-up from you. Not many times in the week are we in the office at the same time, so this gives me an opportunity to ask some popular questions from the homeowners. But guys,
this is
I have
I get
so
peppered.
Many.
I get peppered here.
I have so many in front of me right now. I am a little overwhelmed and not sure where to start. But we have ignited a conversation with this dryer vent topic.
Oh, really?
Good.
Yeah, they're coming in like hotcakes. All right, so Miss Karen lives in a 1958 home. She does not have a dryer vent. Instead, she has a dryer hose that was installed and it's connected up to the attic.
Oh,
she's
gosh.
Asking who she contacts. Is that Becky again for Arizona Chimney?
Yeah, I would say yes.
What do you have her zip code or anything? Okay. Well, Arizona Chimney Sweep is 602-439-3218. And we also have Get the Lint Out in Sedona. I don't know where she is, but those are our two certified partners that'll take care of
cleaning out those dryer vents.
And important. It's a fire hazard.
It's horribly combustible. And a lesson should be learned is make sure you're cleaning your vent, the screen, the filter in your dryer, every single load.
And if that lint is being blown into the attic, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, you hope it is. You hope it
is.
Yeah. And you hope it's not just stacking up inside that pipe. Or lining the pipe. You know, that's what happens.
On top of the insulation in the attic, too, then you could have a bigger problem.
Most dryers have a built-in thermostat. When they feel the heat, back pressure from the vent building up, they shut the heating element off. But what happens is your line isn't clogged, but it's lined. The static electricity has that flexible duct lined with that vent, and it gets hot enough that one little spark gets in there. And I'm telling you what, if you want to, the next time you clean your dryer vent filter, take it outside and put it in a metal trash can and just drop a match on it. You'll see what happens. It's unbelievable.
Romy always says, even if it doesn't look dirty, clean it. That's just a good habit to be in. But other than that, it also will keep your dryer from drying efficiently.
That's true.
And you're wondering why you have to keep restarting. It could be that your vent is blocked.
You never know what's going to start a conversation at Rosie on the house. Where else can you go and sit down in your favorite comfortable chair and talk about lint?
Well, to move on from lint, to take us from the laundry room up to the roof, Mr. Jim and I have been exchanging a few emails this week. Now, he has contacted some of our Rosie certified partners for a roof repair that he needs done. He's had lots of companies out. They've all given him estimates, but one company in particular suggested that he get a double layering. Now, his concern is this is an extra cost. It's about $1,200 mm-hmm. for his Spanish tile roof.
Yeah.
He's wondering, is this investment worth it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I saw that email chain as you were dealing with it. This is exactly a very smart Arizona homeowner. His first question is, I need a new roof. I listen to you on the radio. How do I find a good roofer? So we, of course, direct him to the website for his zip code. Here's three great roofers. Call them. He gets three appraisals of the situation. They all pretty much recommend the same thing. And he reaches back out to us and says, okay, Rosie, I've got three here. They all pretty much agree. Needs to be replaced. One of them wants to do it in two layers of building felt, and one wants to do it in a single ply. What's the difference? This guy is using Rosie on the House as his home repair consultant for free. And that's what I wish more Arizona homeowners would do, rather than us getting the phone call. Well, I've got this problem, and I didn't get him off your referral network, but I promise I'll never use anybody that's not on your referral network from this on. Do you know how many hours we spend on the phone having that conversation? This guy, Jim, did it right. Before you touch your home, go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. We're here for you for free for 30-plus years.
And talking about things that spark conversation and homeowners really latch onto, your home warranty conversation from, 3 weeks ago? I'm still getting feedback on that almost every single day.
That lit up just like dryer lint.
It really, you know, it did. So Mr. Dave called in and said he has a sewer line, and it's 50 years old.
Okay.
but his insurance will only give him the rate of coverage for $2,500 due to the age of the lines. Does that sound in line with what you know?
This is another great example of a listener paying attention. We've told people don't buy those third-party warranties with water and sewer line replacements at your house, that you can just go to your homeowner's insurance and get the same coverage for a fraction of the price with someone you know and trust who's going to let you use the contractor you pick, not some third-party guy back in Philadelphia who's going to tell you who you have to use. So Dave calls his insurance company and finds out, okay, because the age of my line, they're only going to give me $2,500 coverage. I would have him call Clay Jansen at Focus, because there's no reason the insurance company won't give you a rider. Say, hey, I would like that coverage boosted to $12,000. What's it going to cost? It'll be pennies. So if your homeowner's insurance coverage places a limit, and I mean, you can buy this for your sewer line, your water line, your electric line, your air conditioner, all those things you can get from a home warranty, you can get from the company that writes your homeowner's policy, and it will save you a ton of money, and you'll get to pick who you want to do the repair. Get a rider. I think a rider will take care of the situation. Maybe Clay can come on there next week and correct me if I'm wrong.